I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, and I welcome you to another episode of Theosis, our daily journey through the Easter season, as we see each and every day more and more the wondrous signs of our Lord's resurrection and the grace given to us through the power of the Holy Spirit, as we continue our step, one by one, to become more and more like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today is Monday of the fourth week of Easter, and our meditation begins with the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 17. And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him who hears say, Come. And let him who thirsts, come. And he who wishes, let him receive the water of life freely. St. Ephrem the Syrian writes, By your forgiveness I will defeat the devil. By your resurrection, O giver of life, I will defeat death. As we saw yesterday, Jesus is the source of the water of life. This is the water which we can only obtain by becoming united with his body, with that body is the church that has our resurrected Lord as its head. This union with the church, the bride, in turn comes only through the grace of the Holy Spirit. And just as we did not make our Lenten journey alone, we also do not make this Easter journey alone. We make it by responding to the call of the Spirit and the Bride to come and drink of the precious water, that water that flows from the side of our Savior, the water that grants us healing, forgiveness of sins, and the power of the resurrection. So, we who thirst for holiness, let us run to receive this great and wondrous gift. Let us drink from the font that never runs dry. And we will find that as we approach that water, the water of life, that we will respond to the call of the Spirit and the Bride of the Church to come. And we who hear those words will in turn say to others, Come. So that all, indeed, the entire world that is thirsting for the holiness that is offered to us only through the grace and power of God, may indeed approach this life-giving water, may indeed drink from this life-giving stream, may fill no more with the dryness and the aridity of sin and death and despair, but instead filled with the wondrous life-giving water of our Lord, leading us always step by step forward into, indeed, a full participation in his wondrous, his resurrected life. And we will close with our Easter refrain. Christ is risen from the dead. By death he trampled death, and to those in the graves he granted life.